This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Ryan Ferguson will continue to serve his 40-year murder sentence. Cole County Judge Daniel Green turned down Ferguson's writ of habeas corpus yesterday. 11 years ago today, Columbia Tribune sports editor Kent Heithold was murdered. Ferguson was convicted in 2005 for that murder. Ryan's father, Bill Ferguson, had been spearheading the effort to prove his son's innocence.
I am just devastated.
Bill Ferguson says he hadn't heard the news until we called him yesterday afternoon.
No, I'm just too shocked beyond words.
Ferguson's attorneys argued that key witnesses had recanted their testimonies, including Ferguson's self-admitted accomplice, Charles Erickson. Judge Green decided Erickson's recantation was not credible and thus false. He did recognize former Tribune janitor Jerry Trump's recantation of his testimony, placing Ferguson at the scene as credible and true. Green said that was not enough to undermine the court's confidence in the original verdict.
I think the judge is totally wrong. If what you're saying is correct, then this is shocking and appalling.
In order for a writ of habeas corpus to be accepted, the defendant needs to make a clear and convincing case for freestanding innocence that undermines the original verdict. Bill Ferguson says they will appeal the decision. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is back on the campaign trail, yesterday attacking Republican Congressman Todd Akin for his stance on the school lunch program. But as Chris McDaniel reports, she also used the time to talk about her mother, who passed away earlier this week.
It was McCaskill's first public appearance since the passing of her mother, Betty Ann. In previous campaigns, the senator would often bring her mother up on the stump. McCaskill says it's been a tumultuous time.
And part of me is a little lost.
McCaskill says even at the end, her mother was clear about what she wanted.
In those moments, she said, what are you doing here? Why aren't you campaigning? What are the poll numbers? You better get to work. Have you been to rural Missouri?
McCaskill will continue to campaign through Election Day, with the exception of Sunday, which she'll take off for her mother's memorial, a decision she said would have upset her mother.
And that report comes to us from Chris McDaniel. An assistant professor in MU's communication department has been awarded a $2.4 million grant to establish a terrorism and disaster center on campus. KBIA's Doug Hoffman has the story.
MU Communications Assistant Professor Brian Houston received the grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Funding for the project began October 1st, and Houston has 4 years to complete his project. He says the Terrorism and Disaster Center will focus on child, family, and community health after possible disasters.
We'll focus on projects that are intended to better understand and increase disaster preparedness, recovery, long-term recovery, and also resilience related to disasters, whether they're natural disasters or man-made intentional disasters like acts of terrorism.
Eventually, Houston will serve as the co-director of the Terrorism and Disaster Center. He applied for the grant with the help of an experienced team of former grant recipients from the University of Oklahoma. Doug Hoffman, KBIA News.
Less than a week before Election Day, Governor Nixon spoke to Missourians with disabilities, families, and advocates yesterday morning at the Activities and Recreation Center in Columbia. KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer was there and has this report.
Governor Nixon met with different disability advocate groups and others to reaffirm his commitment to their cause. Les Wagner is an advocate for people with disabilities in Missouri. He listed new autism laws and health care for the blind as accomplishments during Nixon's last 4 years in office.
Our governor has worked with members of the legislature in a bipartisan way to help improve the lives of Missourians with developmental disabilities.
Nixon says Partnership for Hope, a program he began in 2010 providing home and community-based services to people with developmental disabilities, is something he'd like to continue and expand if he is reelected. Nixon also says he wants to ensure services for people with disabilities are left in the control of local leaders.
Ultimately, service is the opportunity for individual leader, and that's why maintaining that decision-making authority at that local level has been so vital to tailor these services.
Nixon is seeking his second term in the governor's office. He faces a challenge from Republican businessman Dave Spence. Aaron Dismeyer, KBIA News.
An international consortium of researchers has sequenced the genomes of more than 1,000 people. As Veronique LeCapre tells us, this provides a roadmap for studying the genetic basis of human disease.
Richard Wilson directs the Washington University Genome Institute, which participated in the Thousand Genomes Project. He says researchers identified rare genetic variants that may eventually explain why some people are more susceptible to certain diseases, like cancer or Alzheimer's. And Wilson says they started to build a global infrastructure for sharing and analyzing genetic data.
We didn't know how to share huge amounts of DNA sequence information. We really didn't have the methods to do the deep analysis. So this has not only been doing a bunch of sequencing, but really understanding how to build a better infrastructure and build the tools we need to do that kind of analysis.
The international project was funded in the U.S. by the National Institutes of Health and is published in the journal Nature. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A Republican-leaning political group that once opposed Todd Akin's Senate bid is coming to his support. The group is launching the biggest ad buy on his behalf since the national GOP abandoned Akin for his comments on, quote, legitimate rape. The Now or Never Political Action Committee said yesterday that it's spending $800,000 on TV ads in the final days of Akin's campaign against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. That's the largest buy supporting Akin since the National Republican Senatorial Committee and Crossroads GPS dropped their planned advertising after Akin remarked in August that women's bodies have ways of averting pregnancy in what he called, quote, legitimate rape. The new ad says a President Mitt Romney would need Akin's vote in the Senate. Romney led the GOP calls for Akin to quit the race. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.